Beginning of Hilchos Chanukah in the Shulchan Aruch, the Taz asks the question, the famous question of the Beis Yosef. He says, "Lama kavu ches yamim? Why is Chanukah for the period of 8 days?" It's a question that was discussed about a week ago, so we're going to talk a little bit about it today for a few minutes that we have. It says, "After all, kibun debeshemin shemapach, when it came to the oil which they found in this flask, ha'ibu kedei lahadok le'alecha." It was enough for it to last one evening anyway. Nimsum, so what do we find? Shonasenes el lezayin yomim. That the miracle of Chanukah is really only, was only 7 days. So therefore, he asks the question, why would we have Chanukah celebrated for 8 days, when in fact it was only miraculous from days 2 through 8? So it really should only be a 7-day holiday. And he says, "V'teretz gimel tirutzim, ayin shum." He says that there's a few answers that the Beis Yosef provides, and then afterwards, the Taz continues and gives his own answer, which we're going to see inside. Some of the answers, which there are numerous answers, but among the few answers that he gives, as we talked about on Shabbos, is that one represents the war, the military battle, the fact that we won the victory of the war, and therefore the first day. Even though there was no miracle as far as the oil was concerned, there's also the Nes Melchama. And we, for those who remember, on Shabbos we spoke about how is it possible that by lighting on the first night, how does we supposed to remember the miracle of the war? So Rabbi Lamb explained that the idea of the war, it's very easy a person could think that it was not from Hashem, but it was me, my military victory. I was able to use my strategies, and therefore by lighting on the first day, in which clearly we know the oil was miraculous, no one could possibly say that they had anything to do with it. So too when it comes to the war, we should have that same perspective, that it was only because Hashem's hand, Al Hanisim, the miracle of Al Mechamos, the war, and that's also connected to the candles, that we should have that same feeling, that realize that Hashem is involved. So that's one of the answers that's provided. There's other answers that they only poured 1/8 of the flask each day. Some say that the miracle is that they found pure oil to begin with. Numerous answers that are provided. But he says, V'yalkulam kasha. I have difficulty with all these answers. Shein lanu remez mizeh shenasekein. It's easy, we can just sit around all day and come up with a bunch of answers. But if historically we don't see that it happened, there's nothing to support it, there's nothing grounded that we can look at in the literature or the like, in the history, then they're just answers to address a question. That doesn't mean it's true. It doesn't mean it really happened. So therefore, he says the following. It's necessary to address this question with seriousness and to look at how Hashem operates as far as miracles are concerned. Mim Kain, Hayul Rabbosein Lahazkir Dover Zeh. It would be necessary, if you want give credence to these other answers, that our sages would have actually have said that this was what happened. Kineshineda Hanes, Mashanasa Belial Rishon, to know that this was the miracle of the first night. The fact that it was not articulated, is not mentioned, probably means it was not the case. Probably they used all of the oil on the first day, and therefore he asks, what's the miracle of the first day? When Nero Latarates, I can answer, Dilmafreya, that looking back, on Uroim we could see Shigam Balai Rishon Hayanes. It had to have been that the first day there was a miracle. Demitzin Besefer Zohar, he quotes the Zohar, who quotes a Pasuk, that when the way that Hashem operates, when it comes to miracles, he will only give a bracha to something. Sheish kvar ba'olam, something that exists. Has to be that there's something in this world. He's not going to cause nothing to burn. The miracle that God would do is to have a small amount of oil to burn for a long period of time. And therefore he says, v'filhu davar mu'at, even a small amount, oz hu yisbarach nosin bracha laharbos hama. Shem will make the smallest amount of oil burn for a long time. However, something bashenkin b'davar reikan. Something, if it's an empty flask, an empty menorah, ein shayach bo bracha lasos berachadasha. Hashem's not going to do such a miracle, and therefore it makes sense that if we think about the first night, the first day, all of that oil should have burnt. It should have been completely burnt out. However, once the second day came around, it had to have been that nishtayer mimash shehaya roila. There must have been some oil left on the first day that did not burn. And therefore, on the second day, that small amount of oil burned. So what does that mean? Also, clearly on the first day, it was miraculous. It should have completely burnt out. Some oil remained, even though there shouldn't have been any oil. And therefore, that's why the bracha of the oil continued for those days, because Hashem wouldn't have caused flames to come from nothing. So this is how he addresses the question of the Beis Yosef, that it has to be that the first day was miraculous, because that's the only way that God operates, with something which is davar shebe'olam, something which exists. Another answer to this question, we'll conclude with this, is based on a different question that when we were seeing the Rambam last week, he discussed when it comes to other holidays, such as Sukkot. We know there's a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. In Chutz La'aretz, we have a second day, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus. When it comes to Chanukah, which is a little bit of a trick question, how many days is there in Eretz Yisrael? How many days in Chutz La'aretz? It's the same, it's 8 days. So the question that the Mefarshim asked is, why don't we say the concept of Sveika D'Yoma when it comes to Chanukah? Why do we say that when it comes to the other holidays, we tack on an extra day? So shouldn't we do the same thing when it comes to Chanukah, that we should have 9 days of Chanukah in Chutz La'aretz? So one answer I saw in the Sefer Ta'amim, he says that there's a concept called Him Amru V'Him Amru, that when the rabbis make something, they have the authorization to limit it to whatever way that they want. When it comes to a mitzvah from the Torah, so there, they have to go strict and add an extra day. However, Chanukah in itself was a whole in its entirety is rabbinic. It was enacted by the rabbis. So since Heim Amru, they said that Chanukah should be celebrated, Heim Amru, they can say that Chanukah is only for 8 days and can ignore the concept of Sveika D'Yoma. Another approach to answer that question can answer the Beis Yosef's question. That perhaps, in fact, we do say Sveika D'Yoma. That really the miracle of Chanukah really is only for 7 days. So the miracle is for 7 days, so then we should in fact only celebrate Chanukah for 7 days. But because, it's actually brought down in Sfarim, this answer, that because of Sveika D'Yoma, just like in Sukkot, that we add an extra day, therefore we will add an extra 8th day for Chanukah, and therefore the truth is, there was only 7 days, 7 miraculous days. But because of this concept of doubt in Chutz La'aretz, in which ultimately we are now in Chutz La'aretz, therefore even Israel, they adapted such a custom of having 8 days, is because of, just like Sukkot and other holidays, because of the Sveika D'Yoma.